Time to check the commodity markets right now. And filling in for Bill Mayer this morning is Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
And as we look at the board here, a lot of red out there, and the beans have backed up from that $9 mark so far here today.
They have, Brian. Several things are weighing on the market right now. They're getting some forecasted rain down in Brazil, especially the northern areas where they've needed it. The trade's going to truly wait till Monday to get a confirmation on it before they get real negative, the market. But kind of expect some pressure to continue today and on to the first of the week, not only because of the rain in Brazil, but with some of the economic policy, global policies going right now. The dollar is rallying. It's up 2.4% for the week. It's up again today. So we've just got a few things working against the commodities, and that's why we're seeing all red. So when we look at the specific numbers, right now we've got Dease corn at 376.5, which is basically unchanged for the week but down 2 for the day. March corn is at 385.25 right now, down 2.75. Moving over to soybeans, right now we're down 4.5 at 894.25, and that is down about 4 to 5 cents for the week, so pretty quiet on both corn and beans when we look at weekly trade. January soybeans are 895.75 right now, down 5.25. Over to wheat, we've got Dease wheat trading at 491. That's up 0.25 cent for the day and down a penny for the week. So we're kind of seeing a trend here in commodities in the grain side where we're just not seeing a lot of action week to week. In the hog market, right now we've got December hogs trading at 65.65, and that is basically unchanged for the week, up just slightly. We got October live cattle at 139.25. That's down $1.17 for the day, and just about down 25 cents for the week. October feeder cattle are at 195.25. That's down 30 cents for the day, and up about $1 to $1.50 for the week. We look moving over into the energies and currencies. Crude oil right now trading at 44.36. That is down $1.02 for the day, and down from 47.72 last Friday. So down about 3.5 in crude oil. The dollar, like I mentioned earlier, is up 2.5% for the week. We have last trade showing at 97.10, which is up 64 for the day. For those that are interested that look at crop insurance numbers, October is the fall averaging period. We've got a 384 average for October versus a 415 in February, so we're down about 31 cents there. And looking over at the soybean side, the October average going right now at 893 versus a 973 in February. Again, those numbers are going to be known for sure on Friday, so we still have 6 days in the averaging period. Finally, cattle on feed report at the end of the day today. They're looking for cattle to be up 2% on feed.
All right, Ed. Well, thank you very much for that report. Have a great weekend.